Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, Rob Gary. Rob, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here.
Filling in for Dave Popowich, of course. So we're going to have a great session today. Our show today has a bit of everything. Let's talk geopolitical, economic, and market issues. Let's talk about what are the key successes or indicators of success or happiness in your retirement. We're definitely going to talk about the Alberta pension plan. That's been getting a lot of news and a lot of attention here in this province. And then, of course, you know, with the markets, I don't think people really understand this, that the Toronto Stock Exchange, the S&P 500, if you invested in that 30 months ago, 2.5 years ago, you'd be the same value you are today. People are now feeling like, I haven't made money for a while. Like, oh my God, it's kind of getting frustrating. So what do you do? We're going to come up with those answers as well. So it's going to be a great show today.
It's going to be great. Yeah. It's been an exciting week, and I was covering news here this week for Dave. There was a lot of themes, right? Because we had an explosion of geopolitical upheaval overseas, and we had a lot of U.S. inflationary data as well come out. And how did the market digest that? Because we had this little other thing going on the other side of the market called interest rates and yields. That yield terminology. And it's more the yields that are driving this market here and not geopolitical risks, which is incredibly interesting to me.
Very interesting. When the news hit out over the weekend, last weekend, of what was going on out there, I was like, get ready, buckle up.
Yep.
Okay. Most people who are focusing on their investments or looking at the markets are going to focus on the stock market. And sometimes, a lot of times, people forget to focus on the bond market.
Yeah.
The interest rate market, the yield market, as you've used it. And so here's what's kind of happened when the initial attack happened. The fear of what was going on out there made investors buy the bonds, 10-year government bonds in the U.S., and that caused, you know, we want some protection.
Flight to safety.
Flight to safety, which is common when there is a geopolitical risk. Yeah. On the other side of that, as yields drop down, because as you buy more, the price goes up, yield goes down, it becomes more advantageous for stocks as well, because now the future cost of borrowing money has just gone down. The valuation of a company has been readjusted. So the stock market kind of improved throughout this turmoil in the first half, the first three quarters of the week.
Partially to do with what happened last week, where we had last couple weeks, which we saw yields on
shoot
the longer up. Dated treasuries shoot up.
So we see the 10-year U.S. Treasury take off last couple of weeks. Stock market has a big amount of volatility. Opposites happening since the beginning of this week, where yields are coming down, stock market's kind of either staying afloat or rising, depending on which stock index you're looking at. Interesting there. And then Thursday, inflation numbers come out.
CPI. Yeah, it was an interesting read. It was slightly more than expected. Slightly more than expected. But I like to look at core numbers. Core was in line with expectations. Looking even deeper than that, though, what was actually higher, right? That's what the federal government is going to look at. We had shelter higher, but the bigger one is services was still sticky. So we have two pieces that are still sticky in the market. I think every time these CPI numbers come out and they're showing those sticky numbers, the market is going, higher for longer.
Exhale that you just gave, when you hear the markets, and you said the last piece right after it, say it one more time, Rob. The exhale comes out, and what is the market saying?
Higher for longer.
Great. This is going to be the biggest debate over the next 6 to 12 months. Is it higher for longer or high for longer? This is the debate. Higher means rates are rising. High for longer means we're high comparisons to where we were a year ago.
But paused.
But that's going to stay longer. The debate now is, high versus higher, and when do interest rates drop? Right now, the market's saying somewhere between 6 and 12 months from now, we're going to start seeing a tick down. That's going to get the market going, okay, if it's going to get pushed out further along the calendar year before we see an interest rate reduction, then the valuation of companies might not be in line. And therefore raises more volatility. And this is what the market's trying to figure out.
It's push and pull.
It's push and pull. Remember this phrase, push and pull, because that's exactly what we're going to be discussing throughout this session today, throughout the conversation. When you're going through retirement, you're transitioning, it's a bit of push and pull.
Yep.
When you talk about the Alberta pension plan, it's a push and pull. When you talk about, you know, what's happening in the markets, that you haven't seen major indexes in North America make money for 24 months, sorry, 30 months, 2.5 years, it's push and pull. What's going on out there? This is now a breakdown of when you see higher for longer or high for longer, and when are interest rates going to cut. It's going to be interesting to see, and that's where I think we're going to have a lot of the attention. Of course, geopolitical stuff's going to come up. Of course, that's a human issue there. But when you look at what the markets are saying about it, it's not as big of an issue at this point in time as the issue is a human issue versus an economic or financial issue at this point in time.
It's been incredibly interesting, too. It's the first time that I've had so many conversations about the bond market, because people are now watching what yields are doing more.
Well,
more
we've
than
educated
stocks.
Our clients.
Yeah.
We've been talking to our clients saying, look at what the bond market is doing. That's the indicator of where the stock market is headed. There's a leading indicator, and the bond market's view of the world will kind of indicate where the stock market is going to be. Most people are not even looking at the bond market.
No. And what's leading the bond market? All of these data points, right?
Correct. And commentary. So you get a Federal Reserve representative come out and say, I think interest rates should pause here. Oh, okay. Oh, I think we've got a lot more to go up. Uh-oh. Here. So it's all now on commentary and what we think is going to happen. The bond market's not always right. Let's put that on the table. But the bond market is a good prediction of where the stock market's going to head.
Right. Big one coming. We had a lot of numbers coming out on Friday, too. Earnings season starting.
Get ready.
We had U.S. banks come out, right? I kind of dwell deeper into those earlier on Friday. Loan loss provision is the one that came in a little bit lower. So banks putting away less for loan
losses. This is the U.S. you're
losses.
Referring to.
U.S. The big U.S. banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? When you look at the Canadian banks, they've raised their loan loss provisions, generally speaking. You look at the American banks, they haven't raised it as much, or they've kept them the same or lower.
Right.
So it's kind of a mixed vision of what the American banks are saying about their loan book versus what the Canadian loan book looks like.
Right.
Maybe, and just maybe, Canadians are more sensitive to interest rate increases than U.S. citizens are, U.S. residents are, and that could be a piece. And this is all part of a big issue. And when you're transitioning to or living in retirement, there's going to be more concerns about these types of about the economy and how it's going to impact you. We've got a strategy and approach on how to make that become a reality so you can live the lifestyle you want at our upcoming seminar. Rob, when are we coming up? When are we having our next seminar?
Our next one will be Tuesday, November 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Is happiness in your retirement possible? Now, many say that happiness is a state of mind. Some say it's a formula to have happiness in retirement. Well, we have to find out. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.